If you've just tuned in, you're listening to the Science News Radio Network special presentation, Promise of Tomorrow, with Colonel Mason. Those of you listening on radio can also hear us commercial-free online anytime, webcast, at promiseoftomorrow.biz. Okay, this time I want to introduce you to Dr. Yoko Pong. He's professor and founding chair of the Pharmaceutical Sciences College of Pharmacy at the North Texas Eye Research Institute, actually the University of North Texas Health Science Center, associated with the North Texas Eye Research Institute in Fort Worth, and we're so pleased to have you on the program, Dr. Pong.
Thank you.
You're going to be making a presentation at the Metricon Conference, and that's something we're very interested in knowing more about, because we always look forward every year to the Metricon Conference that is sponsored by Lockheed Martin and Encore Electric Delivery, and produced by IEEE, the Engineers Association, Electrical Engineers Association. And it's going to be on the 7th of November at the Hearst Convention Center. So we're real glad to have you as a guest on the program. And I understand that you are working in some pretty fascinating things that concern blood vessel cells that are damaged in diabetics, and the disease of the retina, and blindness, and numbness, and tingling in the extremities, and burning pain, loss of kidney function. And you're able to kind of penetrate down and find some solutions to these things. And starting with something that you call ligonomics, am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yes, absolutely. And that is something we are very happy that to report that we actually find a molecule that it may be useful for diabetic patients.
Okay. And you were telling me that omics means the study of an entire set of molecules, like genomics and organisms and proteinomics, study of the entire set of proteins. And maybe you could give us an indication what ligonomics is. What is all that about?
Yes, thank you. So many of us have heard about the terms of like genomics or proteomics, and these are methods that people have been using to study entire sets of molecules in the body. So for example, genomics means that they are studying all the genes in the body, and proteomics are studies for genes or for proteins that are in the body, and their expression level, their functions, whether they have abnormalities, etc. So the techniques that we use, my collaborator and I are using, is called ligandomics. And ligand means the molecules that interact with binding sites or receptors or other proteins on the surface or inside of a cell. And these molecules that interacting on the proteins on the cell, they are called ligands. So together, ligandomics means that we are studying that what are these molecules are and how they interact with the proteins or receptors or binding sites on the cell, and then also what are the functions of these ligands. And then most importantly, we want to find out whether there are differences between normal cells or cells that are sick or the cells that are involved in a particular disease. And then the idea is that if we understand the differences between a normal cell and a diseased cell, then there's a possibility to develop treatments that would be specific for the illness.
So you would be able to identify new and unique drug targets and help in the discovery and development of new drugs to combat the ills of diabetes? Is that the point?
Absolutely. And diabetes is only the first disease we approach. And in theory, this ligandomics approach can be used in all kinds of diseases.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. Give us some examples. What are we talking about?
So at this point, we are focused on diabetes. We want to compare the ligand interactions with proteins on the cells of the so-called vascular endothelial cells, and these are the cells that are lining the inside of blood vessels. And then because in diabetic patients there are vascular pathologies that symptoms that related to the blood vessel, and then we want to see whether there are differences. But in theory, if any other diseases, let's say a cancer cell, maybe the interactions on proteins on the cancer cells are different from a normal normal cell, and therefore the same ligandomics approach can also identify novel therapeutic targets to treat something like cancer.
Okay, are you enlisting the help of our body's own antibodies to work in conjunction with this these methods?
Great question. Yes, at this point we are using antibodies to interrupt the abnormal interaction between the ligands and their receptors or proteins on the cell. But in theory, in the future, if let's say we can use genetic gene therapy, genetic treatments, to change the protein or to change the receptor on the cell, and therefore to normalize the disease process, and that would be another way to treat. So we can use drugs to interfere with this interaction, we can use antibodies to interfere with this interaction, as well as genetic methods.
Well, so many times we get these cures, or what we hope are cures, and actually end up doing more damage to other cells in the body. Are you saying that this particular method will target only the disease cells and will not affect normal healthy cells? Is that the where you're going with this?
Yes, that's exactly what we are thinking. Since we are comparing disease and healthy tissues, and it's specifically on the tissue itself, it's not on the molecule that is interacting on the tissue. We are looking at the tissue itself. So, in theory, our approach may produce treatments that are a lot more specific. And the hope is that by doing that, we can decrease the probability of having adverse effects, side effects, toxicities.
Okay, Dr. Pong, I'm not sure that we've covered everything. What have we missed? And what is it that you would like to have the main message be to your audience at MetroCon, and have it be the takeaway? What do you want people to be most impressed with and to go away with remembering?
So I want people to know that this is a totally new way of thinking of new drug development. Currently, we are thinking about genomics, proteomics, and this is a new expansion to look at a flip side of the interacting molecules. Instead of the gene or the protein, we are looking at the receptor on the cells that are affected. And so, in theory, we would be able to open up another area of new drug targets for the future development of useful drugs.
A totally new approach to solving the problems of diabetes and other ailments through this particular method.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's excellent. Well, give us a look in the future. I mean, put your future cap on there and kind of twist it a little bit and look down the road 5 years or 10 years or whatever you happen to see. How is the progress going to make, and what do you see coming?
So we are currently based on our findings. So currently in the diabetic area, by using this ligandomics approach, we found a new molecule, and it is called secretogranin 3. Mm-hmm. And currently, this molecule, we have demonstrated if we use antibody to bind up and block this molecule, then we can eliminate a lot of the vascular pathology that we see in diabetic retinopathy. So we are developing antibodies to be used as a medication to treat these patients. And my collaborator and I are having grants and also form a small company that would focus on developing this approach. And down the road, using this same ligandomics approach, we can envision that not just antibodies, but we can have other types of molecules, maybe small molecule drugs that can interfere with these types of interactions, and therefore you can have other types of therapies too.
All right, Dr. Pong, fascinating stuff. We're going to really look forward to hearing your presentation at the Metricon Conference on November 7th at the Hearst Convention Center with Metricon. And I'm quite sure, I know that you were born in Macau, China, and one time was a citizen of Portugal and that sort of thing. So I'm sure your career and coming along as you do, that you've been mentored by some very esteemed people that you really admire, and you're mentoring people right now, younger people that are coming along. Give us some word of wisdom, words to live by, some sort of a creed that you really practice and admire.
Well, thank you. This is a great question. So I always want to think outside the box. And I know that a lot of young people are very, very good in working very hard. And also these days, people like to think outside the box. So the most important thing in my mind is work hard and then think of it.
That's wonderful. You've been a wonderful guest, and we certainly appreciate your being here. We're looking forward to seeing you at the Metricon Conference. That would be November 7th at the Hearst Convention Center, where Dr. Yoko Pong will be making his presentation. He's professor and founding chair of Pharmaceutical Sciences, College of Pharmacy at the University of North Texas Health Science Center and associated with the North Texas Eye Research Institute. Fascinating stuff, Dr. Pong. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Mr. Mason, for having me on your program.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to the Science News Radio Network special presentation, Promise of Tomorrow, with Colonel Mason. Those of you listening on radio can also hear us commercial-free online anytime, webcast at promiseoftomorrow.biz.